When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast may contain coarse language. Listener's discretion is advised. Also, this podcast will obviously contain spoilers for Demon Slayer. Please beware. Listen at your own risk.
Welcome to the Demon Slayer podcast. I am your host, VLORD GTZ, and with me I have Laser Kid.
I'm perfectly safe because I'm on a train.
Nothing bad can ever happen on a train, isn't that right?
Yes, unfortunately we're about to get off of one.
Yeah, because today we're talking about Demon Slayer Mugen Train Arc episodes 5 and 6, which cover basically the fight with Enmu, where Enmu turns into the train, and then Akaza showing up and Rengoku fighting Akaza.
Much.
Yeah, so that's a fun time.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, it turns out bad things can happen on a train, especially when your train is actually the demon.
As it turns out, yes.
But even worse things happen when you get off the train, because then Akaza shows up, I guess.
The train was just protecting them, you know.
It was. I mean, Akaza wouldn't have had to show up if they had stayed on the train and let Enmu kill them.
If they just stayed on the train, Akaza would never notice me. Like, what's that train? That's weird. Whatever. I'm gonna go find somebody to fight. But then the train derailed, and he saw a powerful guy. He's like, I'm gonna fight this powerful guy. And then horrible things happen.
I'm gonna fight this powerful guy while cool music starts playing.
I mean, not gonna lie, that music is badass.
Yeah, easily one of the best tracks in Mugen Train.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, and in terms of, like, new cuts, there weren't a ton. There are a few transitional cuts here and there. There was a post-credits skit with Chad Nezuko, I guess?
Chadzuko. Thanks, Demon Slayer. I didn't need to sleep tonight.
Yeah, that's some good nightmare fuel.
Yeah, that was something. It's definitely worth noting because that is, wow, they leaned into that pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, you could never have too much Chadzuko, I guess.
I think I've had enough Chadzuko, but still, it was perhaps just enough. Just enough Chadzuko.
Fair enough. And then the other post-credit scene was, like, kind of hinting towards what's going to happen to Rengoku with, like, Rengoku in this, like, black void out in the distance from Tanjiro. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Get ready to cry in episode 7, guys.
Yeah.
All right, episode 7 is going to be called Set Your Heart Ablaze, so...
Yeah.
Kokoro no, Omoyase.
At least when that is done... We will be done with the most redundant set of episodes I think I've ever seen in my life.
Until we have to cover it for the dub.
God, no.
You can't escape Mugen Train, Laser.
No, there's no escape. I mean, I am the man that made the stupid Mugen Train joke, so I suppose this is karmic justice for Meowth and Ren. To get their revenge on me for that stupid, stupid joke.
We'll cover Mugen Train for the rest of our lives.
20 years later. Alright, so, back in the day, there was this movie called Mugen Train. Well, now it's in 5D!
I mean, I still have to see it in 4D.
Yeah, that's... I didn't say 4D because that's now a thing.
4D is actually pretty dope, so...
It is pretty dope because it gets you all into the experience and everything, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but honestly, there's not much to say about these episodes because we've covered the movie before, as we've mentioned. So, Laser, what have you been up to?
Well, I am in Arizona with my family for Thanksgiving and Christmas and fun stuff like that.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, I'm at my apartment chilling. Since I live locally to where my parents live, I just have to, like, drive over to their house for Thanksgiving.
I miss that. I did drive over to my parents' house for 9 hours.
Yeah, it's a short 9-hour drive.
Just a short 9-hour drive. It's fine. It's fine. I mean, I told her about my computer and everything, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, this past weekend, though, I was at Anime NYC, which was really fun.
Yeah, that looked like there was a lot of cool stuff there.
Yeah, I saw a lot of Demon Slayer cosplayers. There's a lot of Demon Slayer merch as well. Lots of Demon Slayer love.
I mean, Demon Slayer's awesome. That's I assume you all know that because you're listening to whatever episode of the podcast this is at this point. So I imagine that you don't tune into, hey, let's look at this episode of a adaptation of a movie in the, that's kind of a second season to a show. That's going to be my first episode.
Yes, we're all going to start in the middle of Demon Slayer. That's how you get into a show, folks.
Absolutely.
But to be fair, some people do that and end up enjoying shows. Oh, so
I'm being a silly person, but yes, no, that some people do that. But I don't imagine they turn into our podcast for this episode to figure out if they like the show or not.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if someone does that.
Although, if that's you, no offense to them meant at all, because wow, thank you for listening to the podcast.
Thank you and welcome.
Yes.
Listen to the rest of our podcast. Maybe.
But yeah, I mean, other than that, on the anime side of things, I've been watching a bunch of stuff on Funimation. Been watching the slow, sad demise of Verve. It's a thing.
God, poor Verve. Losing Rooster Teeth.
God, and that's like after losing literally everything else. Like, when I first was on Verve, it's like, oh yeah, it's got Nick Splat, it's got Sentai, it's got Rooster Teeth and Crunchy. Yeah, this is a good service. And one by one, they and it used to also have Boomerang too. One by one, they just all left.
Yeah, I'm tempted to just cancel my Verve subscription at this point and just get base Crunchyroll.
I would honestly be what I would do at this point because plus I think Crunchyroll's app works a little bit better than Verve's app because Verve's Roku app loves to crash.
Yeah, it does.
Then again, so does Funimation's now. I think they took notes.
So you have to get the PS5 Funimation app. That's the actual good
one.
Yeah,
it's actually not bad on the Switch either, actually, if I'm being completely fair. But the Roku app is what I've been using for, like, ever, back when it was still the Elite Video subscription back... Oh God, that was like 10 years ago. Help, V-Lord, how does time work?
I don't know. I just don't know. I was in middle school when that was a thing.
I was like 30 when that was a thing. Help.
God, Laser, you old man.
I am an old man. I turned 40 this year. Also, help. I don't know how I turned into a 40-year-old, but help. I'm being oppressed by time. Or something.
Yeah, I mean, like, I haven't watched that much anime besides, I guess, this Demon Slayer arc, I guess. I mean, I've been watching Lupin Part 6.
Oh, God, I need to watch. I'm waiting for that dub, but I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, that dub will be amazing, I'm sure.
Oh, they've all been amazing. I'm definitely looking forward. I've been showing some friends Part 5. Because I showed them Part 4 when the Blu-ray came out, and finally got Part 5, and showing it to them, and they're just, like, losing their minds to it. I'm like, yes, yes.
Have you watched that Lupin Part 1 episode that was dubbed yet?
No, I need to do that. Is it still there?
I think so.
Well, I know what I'm doing when we're done recording.
Yeah, it expires on November 28th.
Okay, I got time to watch it. Sweet! I am very interested in it, though, and I really hope that gets a nice Blu-ray soon, because, I mean, Part 1 being dubbed, that would leave Part 3 being the odd man out to have no dub, which, we did just get a Part 3 Blu-ray, I don't think we're going to get a sudden dub for it, but...
I mean, who knows? The dubs are usually done by TMS, and I don't think they necessarily communicate that, always to Discotech.
That's fair. Well, maybe they'll go back and finish Part 2. That'll be cool, too.
Yeah, oh god, a complete dub of Part 2. That would be the dream.
Yeah, I mean, part two is what made me a Lupin fan in the first place. I only own the portions of part two that have been dubbed. I've been procrastinating picking up the back half that's sub only because I'm like, well, there's so much dubbed Lupin to get first.
Yeah, I mean, I've reached the point where I think I have all of the Lupin releases from Discotheque. At least, like, dang, the quote-unquote best version of each, so I don't have, like, duplicates of, like, the Blu-ray.
Oh,
DVD.
Well, you don't need duplicates. That's just, yeah.
Yeah, I think the only one I'm missing is part one and then Mamo, because Mamo's having the Blu-ray out soon anyways, and then...
Oh, yeah, and part one's being dubbed, so you might as well wait on both.
Yeah, and, like, yeah, I mean, I have the, Lupin versus Detective Conan Blu-ray coming like next week, so I'm looking forward to listening to the dub for that.
I definitely want to see that.
Yeah, the one thing I will suggest though is that like it's technically a sequel to the special, so
yeah,
probably watch the special first,
which is still sub only.
That's so weird. Like, they should just dub both together. And like,
I mean, the special's not even that long as far as I know, so
it's like an hour and a half, I think.
Oh,
maybe
that's actually longer than I would have expected.
Yeah, it's weird. At least I think it's an hour and a half.
Well, maybe that's why. Maybe it'll get dubbed later, and then they'll just be like, yeah, buy this too. And be like, no, I just want everything dubbed. Come on.
Oh, God, it's an hour and 45 minutes. That's longer than I thought.
Oh, wow. That is long for a TV special.
Yeah, the movie's an hour and 48 minutes, so 3 minutes longer.
The movie's basically the same length. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, like, even Lupin specials are, like, movie length. Because, like, every one of them is, like, an hour and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do have, oh, God, my brain is not working. But I do have the 40th anniversary special. And do love that thing. I'm going to say it wrong. I'm going to say something stupid. But I know what it is, but I'm being dumb. The Eternal Mermaid... Blood Seal, the Eternal. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm smart.
It.
I'm smart, V-Lord. I keep wanting to call it Blood Crest for some reason.
I mean, Blood Crest would be a pretty cool name.
It would be a pretty cool name. But I have that. Love that. Has an amazing dub. Of course, I have part five. I also have Is Lupin Still Burning? That one's like 30 minutes. That's like almost basically an episode of part five.
Yeah, I mean, that's on the part five Blu-ray, I think.
No, that's how that is how I picked that one up. But, yeah, I guess the moral of today's story is if you like Demon Slayer, maybe you'll like the best anime thief as well.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
I wonder how much crossover there is between Lupin and Demon Slayer fans.
Legitimately, I have no idea. I think we might be some of the few.
Yeah.
Because it's not exactly the same kind of thing. Like, you know, fantasy... adventure fighting demons and the world master thief and
now like Demon Slayer and Jujutsu Kaisen fans
now. Oh, now that's gonna be like everybody, and that would definitely include the both of us as well.
Mm-hmm.
One being a Shonen Jump title, probably lots of Shonen Jump crossover.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like most of the action Shonen Jump titles are, like, easy recommendations if you like Demon Slayer.
I mean, yes. Absolutely.
Have you read Ayashimon?
I have not.
Oh, you gotta read it. It's really good.
I will throw that on my to-read list. I am, like, almost a year behind on some of my manga right now. It's making me sad. I've kept up with Hero Academia, and that's about it.
I'm, like, a year behind on My Hero.
Well, I'm a year behind on, like... oh, God, what was I reading? Well, Jujutsu Kaisen being one of those things. Dr. Stone, and what was the other thing I was reading? Well, a bunch of stuff. So, yeah, that's fun. Well, you know what I'm not behind on reading?
What?
Demon Slayer.
I wonder why.
I read all of that. Because it ended, and I read like 90% of that content like in one day. Just be like, oh, they closed the gap. I must read it all.
Oh, God, I wish I had the time to like fully binge a manga in one sitting.
Oh, God, I would not want to do that again. I did that because I wanted to make sure that I could talk about that last chapter, just because I'm like, I can actually talk about the manga now, but now it's over.
The void is there forever.
Yeah. On the plus side, this is one franchise that you can't spoil me on anymore, internet.
Hooray.
Unfortunately, this means I might accidentally spoil someone else. I'll try not to.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. Spoiler, everyone dies.
Spoiler, everyone dies. Goku shows up, throws a spirit ball, and Muzan gets destroyed by the power of everyone's love together. That's totally how it goes.
Yeah, so it seems like a perfect ending.
Yeah, and then Goku and Tanjiro spar and eat pizza. I don't know why pizza, just because. And Luffy shows up and begs for meat, and then we just have this like universal implosion of all the Jump characters showing up out of nowhere for no good reason.
Naruto shows up and does a Fortnite dance.
Yep, and then Gon shows up and makes a Snickers factory.
God. Have you seen like those Naruto Fortnite videos?
Yes. Oh God. Why?
It makes me kind of want to play it just to see how ridiculous it is like live.
It's the sort of thing I'd check out on like YouTube, but I don't think I'd get involved. But Fortnite, if you want me, you want the based content for Fortnite, give me G Gundam.
Oh my God, a Gundam skin.
Get me G Gundam. If I can Shining Finger shit in your game, now we're talking.
I'm just imagining like a G Gundam like a character mobile suit doing like a Fortnite dance.
Oh my God, it can work. I can see it. I can absolutely see it. Especially if it's Maxter, I can totally see that happening.
Oh man. I love how we just don't talk about Demon Slayer anymore.
We've talked about it until we get new stuff. Like when we got that episode, first episode of Rengoku, yeah, awesome stuff. That was great. I literally will never see him eat food and scream tasty or ume and not cry ever again. Thanks for that Demon Slayer TV arc. Otherwise, this is Mugen Train. Now, it's really good Mugen Train, but if you've seen the movie three times like I have, it's kind of like, okay, yes, I get it. Can we move on?
Yeah, I mean, 2 more weeks and we'll be free. We'll finally
free.
Get new content.
Oh, God. And it's going to start singing, I made you some content at this point.
Yeah. But I guess until then, we should probably just wrap up and make this a nice little short episode. Demon Slayer, still good. Mugen Train, still good. Who would have guessed?
Mugen Train, still awesome. It just as awesome as it was when you saw it in the theaters months ago. But now, it has Chadzuko.
Yes, that's the only reason you need to watch the recap episodes. Chadzuko.
Pretty much. Chadzuko.
But before we get more chats go, Laser, where can people find you on the internet?
People can find me on Twitter at LaserKidPrime. You can find me on the Toonami Faithful podcast, as well as my editorials over on Toonami Faithful itself. And you can also find me on the Dumb Weebs podcast when we do that.
One day,
we have a couple of dumb ideas for the Dumb Weebs, but we'll see if that happens.
I mean, if you watch that Lupin episode, we could do an episode about that.
Yes, we could. I'm all down for that.
Yeah, I mean, as for myself, though, you can find me on Twitter at VLordGTZ, and then I write various things for all-comic.com as well as TonamiFaithful.com. And then, besides the Demon Slayer podcast, I do a few other podcasts on the internet. The Dumb Weebs podcast, the Dumb Weebs pod, like Laser mentioned, Saturday Night Shaggy at Sat Night Shaggy, and Oversoul Shaman King podcast at Shaman King Pod. As far as the Demon Slayer podcast is concerned, you can find that on Twitter at DSlayer Podcast, on Facebook at facebook.com/Demon Slayer Podcast, and on the Toonami Faithful website itself at TonamiFaithful.com/Demon Slayer Podcast.
V-Lord, how do you sleep?
I don't know. Do I sleep?
That is probably the real question.
Yeah, it probably is. I mean, I didn't get much sleep on Sunday night, I'll say that much, because my plane flight back to Minnesota was at like 8 a.m. Fun times. Don't try to leave New York in the morning, folks. It's not worth it.
Yeah, not sure I'd want to do that.
But yeah, the Demon Slayer podcast, though, is like streaming on basically every platform out there. Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Podbay, you name it, we're there. So go look us up, rate and review us, all that good stuff, and just enjoy the episodes. But we will see you guys in the next episode. So later.
Make sure to not get off the train.
Unless you want to die, I guess.
I guess, you know. I guess I can't assume that.